Thursday, July 17, 2008. Two soldiers die as helicopter crashes into building. Last control. At 10:10 a.m., the helicopter asked the control tower for permission to land, but 1 minute later, it had crashed into a residential building in Longtan. Two soldiers died yesterday after their army helicopter crashed into a building in Longtan Township, Taoyuan County, Ministry of National Defense officials said. The AH-1W Super Cobra helicopter hit a four-story building before falling to the street below at 10:11 a.m. Pilot Lieutenant Colonel Yu Jianwen, 41, and co-pilot Captain Li Huangyu, 27, were both trapped in the cabin of the helicopter. They were removed from the wreckage and taken to Taoyuan Armed Forces General Hospital after rescuers used hydraulic equipment to pry open the cabin. An Army press statement said the helicopter took off at 9:38 a.m. from its base in Longtan to perform a routine training mission around the Longtan and Pingzhen Township area. At 10:10 a.m., the helicopter asked the control tower for permission to land, but 1 minute later it crashed into the residential building. The statement said the helicopter did not issue an emergency call before it crashed. The Army has launched an investigation into the incident. The helicopter had been in service for 14 years. Chief of the General Staff, General Huo Shouye, told reporters at the hospital yesterday afternoon that Yu was an outstanding and experienced pilot, adding that according to witnesses, the crew had tried to pull up so that the chopper would not hit the building and they had done their best. Huo said Yu had 1792 hours of flight experience, while Li had completed 450 hours. We regret that we lost two outstanding pilots, Huo added. The AH-1W helicopter team was established in 1993. Yesterday's incident marked the third accident involving members of the helicopter team. The armed forces had 61 AH-1W helicopters which were procured from the U.S. The Army also said that it would compensate the owner of the building for losses resulting from the damage. Commentary by Taiwan February 28 Movement Net Radio. We believe that this military accident raises the importance of weapons procurement for the Republic of Taiwan. Many of our military hardware are likely to be outdated, and given the precarious international position of our Republic, an effective and well-equipped military force is absolutely crucial. It's simply a very irresponsible act of KMT to block or delay weapons procurement. We urge all of you, both living domestically and internationally, to express your concerns through emails to us at tati@taiwant.org.tw. Support weapons procurement for the Republic of Taiwan. Again, the email is tati@taiwant.org.tw.